This podcast has nothing to do with the Department of Defense or the United States Air Force and should only be used for the temporary relief of inflammation and oral discharge. Welcome to this week's Air Force News. A few weeks ago, we brought you the story of an Academy cadet who fell off a second-story balcony while escaping evangelical Christians. Well, this happened again as an airman from Peterson Air Force Base also fell off a balcony. His is the fourth such fall from a balcony in Colorado since October. The commander blamed Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, callsign Maverick, for the airman's death, saying,
"His wingman didn't watch out for him. Hopefully, people will learn from this incident and not make those kinds of mistakes in the future. You never, ever leave your wingman."
However, Lieutenant Tom Kazansky, callsign Iceman, expressed his confidence in Maverick, saying,
"You can be my wingman anytime."
Item 2. The Iowa Air National Guard is wondering how a 70-year-old man managed to drive on base and out onto a taxiway before being stopped. The elderly man drove through an open 6-foot steel gate at the Iowa Air National Guard base at about 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, leading officials on a chase around the tarmac. A spokesman for the base said,
"One of the things we need to look at is, well, it's just an elderly gentleman who's lost. But all of a sudden, this elderly gentleman is on the airfield. But then this lost old man turns out to be a terrorist who looks like a lost old man."
In other news, a burrito caused an evacuation of a school in Clovis, New Mexico, prompting an Iowa Air National Guard spokesman to comment,
"One of the things we need to look at is, well, it's just a burrito. But all of a sudden, this burrito is in the school. But then this burrito turns out to be a terrorist that just looks like a burrito."
Elsewhere, a fluffy white cloud that 9-year-old Christopher Walker said looked just like a happy elephant eating a peanut scared the president into his basement until a sinister mass of water vapor floated safely overhead and into Prince George's County, Maryland, where it was reported to have terrorized a skittish chihuahua as it momentarily blotted out the sun. An Iowa Air National Guard spokesman explained,
"One of the things we need to look at is, well, it's just a cloud. All of a sudden, this cloud is over the White House. But then this cloud turns out to be a terrorist that just looks like a cloud."
Item 3. In related Air Guard news, the Vermont Air National Guard will become the first in the nation to become a training base for full-time Air Force personnel on 2-year assignments. The active-duty airmen will receive instruction in terrorist burrito tactics, as well as learn to discern whether the mop in the latrine is just a mop or a terrorist that just looks like a mop. They will also receive training in base perimeter control and low-speed chases involving elderly people driving late-model sedans. Of course, they will be required to question whether the spare tire in that late-model sedan is a spare tire, or a terrorist lurking within the trunk of the sedan that just looks like a spare tire. Item 3. A sergeant at Vance Air Force Base, Oklahoma, has been charged with fraud after scamming almost $3,000 from the government during a do-it-yourself move. The sergeant's husband drove a 10,000-pound forklift onto a scale when weighing the family's household goods. As a result, the claim she submitted to the traffic management office the next day requested reimbursement for more than 21,000 pounds of household goods. The prosecutor in the case said,
"This case is a perfect illustration of the ultimate test of personal integrity. Doing the right thing when no one else is looking, Abelgrave. She wasn't just wrong about thinking she'd get away with it, Abelgrave. From an ethical standpoint, she revealed a character flaw that has failed to military morale, discipline, and mission accomplishment, Abelgrave. Hopefully, her punishment will cause other military members to think about their decisions, Abelgrave. Praise Jesus."
An investigation into whether the forklift used in the scam was really a forklift or a terrorist that just looked like a forklift is pending. Item 4. A religious freedom group has threatened to sue Christ College, formerly known as the Air Force Academy, unless it comes to its senses and knocks that stupid shit off. But Christ College, which is recovering from rape and sexual assault scandals that broke out there 2 years ago, has acknowledged that some individuals have gone too far in pushing their faith, even though the Air Force has said that such actions, such as calling for cadets to evangelize bunkmates during basic training lest they fall into the fiery pit of hell, are appropriate and consistent with federal workplace rules. The Religious Freedom Group's investigators were told that cadets who refused to attend chapel after dinner were marched by upperclassmen up to their dorms in a ritual called Heathen Flight. They found that teachers introduced themselves as born-again Christians and invited students to be saved as well. A history instructor, who insisted that Ben Franklin was the devil, also ordered students to pray before a final exam. This order apparently worked, as the Almighty was reported to have changed his mind on several test scores, allowing the most evangelical of the students the opportunity to pass the exam in what is being called a heavenly affirmative action program for religious dullards. In fact, the Commandant of Cadets at Christ's College declared the institution for Jesus by ordering cadets to say,
"Rock, sir,"
whenever he said the word,
"Air power."
This call and response was meant to recall the parable of the bomber, where Jesus instructed his disciples to kill their enemies in order to advance the political goals of the Romans. Afterwards, the general would have the cadets sing the Air Force song, which was apparently different than what Cadet Joshua Epstein was expecting. Cadet Epstein said,
"All this time, I thought Wild Blue Yonder was Air Force song. But when they busted out with Jesus Wants Me for a Suicide Mission, I was surprised."
Elsewhere, it's been reported that a sudden slowing of the Earth's rotation was pinpointed to a small Virginia town, where the rotational torque coming from Thomas Jefferson's grave was said to be so great that it was counteracting the very rotation of the Earth itself. In response, Christ's College removed all references to Thomas Jefferson and maintained that the United States was founded by Jesus and his disciples. Afterwards, evangelical cadets crucified some Jewish students for treason against the United States of Jesus. Item 5. The enlisted Air Force historian is a dying breed. Once the voice of unvarnished truth, they're being replaced by civilian contractors hired from Bible colleges around the country. These new contractors will be tasked with revising the history to fit with current views, such as Jesus' founding of the United States and God's writing of the Constitution with his own finger. They will maintain that the Air Force song has always been Jesus Wants Me for a Boeing Contract Scandal, and anyone who says different is a godless heathen bound for the fires of hell. Item 6. The Air Force has begun issuing Kevlar shorts to personnel riding in and protecting supply convoys in Iraq. Made from 28 layers of Kevlar, the shorts are outerwear. They weigh 11.5 pounds, including suspenders needed to hold them up. They look more like lederhosen than bulletproof boxers. Spokesmen for Christ's College are opposed to the armor, maintaining that the spiritual armor of Christ are all they need to protect them from shrapnel and other debris. However, a tech sergeant, who is wise in the ways of the real world, snapped up 63 pair for two Air Force units headed to Iraq for convoy duty. The Iowa Air National Guard is also considering a purchase of the shorts after they've been convinced that they are indeed Kevlar shorts and not terrorists that just look like Kevlar shorts. That's all for this week's Air Force News. Barring a fiery descent into hell, we'll be here again next week to see how many stupid jokes I can bury into the ground. Beware the burrito.